Okay, so you ready for today's topic?
I am indeed.
So today I want to talk about Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, okay, yeah.
So if you are a human, you are probably seeing like all the ads and the, you know, this is what your mom wants.
Yeah.
That you're like, that's not what no mom wants. Your marketing is terrible.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of my sessions were talking about all that motherhood holds. And so I think it's worth having a conversation.
Yeah, I knew Father's Day was coming up, but I hadn't thought about Mother's Day. So I'm glad you're bringing this up. I hadn't even considered it. No, I think it's a great topic. I'm excited to talk more. It's upcoming and can be fraught. So I'm excited to talk.
Welcome to the With Counseling Podcast. I'm JJ Blandford, founder and therapist at With Counseling. I think to even start the conversation around Mother's Day is to acknowledge that people have feelings around it.
Okay. I thought that was kind of a premise for this, but that people have feelings, but people have feelings about this specifically.
About Mother's Day. About Mother's Day. And I think early on in my motherhood journey, I didn't always understand some of those feelings. And I think now because of the work that I do, I've lived longer as a human. There is a greater understanding of some of that. So things like, you know, longing, motherhood, like Mother's Day may be hard because motherhood hasn't happened for you yet. And so to see women celebrated and you are in a place of longing is hard.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to hold space for the people in your life that Mother's Day may be hard for.
Yeah.
How are you checking in on people? How are you providing care and making sure they feel seen as we approach this holiday?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. The thing about Mother's Day that's always so fraught is that we all have a story, don't we?
Yeah.
And their mothers should be celebrated. It's an important thing. And see that? And not but. And people have a lot of heartache. It's not just maybe, you know, struggling with infertility, for instance. I mean, we're talking like your mom. I mean, we have moms and sometimes that story is not great. Right.
Yeah.
And so,
or maybe you've lost your mom and this is a reminder. And I think, you know, me and my soapboxes, like Mother's Day is lovely. It's fine. It is not for me, like super important.
It's not something you look forward to, like,
like all year?
Yeah. No,
is this a real question?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder how you actually feel. I don't know that we've ever talked about how you actually feel about it.
I don't really care about Mother's Day.
Okay.
And I think part of that is on our own journey. You know, you were in ministry and weren't home on Mother's Day. Yeah. You would always like go and get me coffee. Like you made it special. And our lifestyle just didn't lead to like something like, and I also feel like loved and celebrated all the time in all honesty. And so I think sometimes an added stressor to Mother's Day is that we have expectations.
Here they are again. They keep cropping up. Okay.
Got it. Which affirms these expectations are like real.
Yes.
And so I know that, well, I think I'm kind of in the minority of how people celebrate. And I do, our kids are old enough, you know, I do still get like a cool, like elementary school craft, which I always appreciate.
Right.
And we go out to lunch. I don't feel the need for a lot of hoopla.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can like set expectations around what the day is. I think also our lived experience is that because we were states away, we don't have anything with our moms like established because we were just never here to celebrate either.
Right.
It's another place, family culture, family expectations.
Yeah.
I'm having lots of conversations with people around like, my mother-in-law's expectation is that we go to her house and do her type of celebration
right.
for Mother's Day. How am I navigating this now that I'm a mom and I want a different type of day?
Right.
And so again, it's how are we setting expectations? How are we naming what we need? And are we telling other people about those things, yeah. right? If Mother's Day was super important to me and I never voiced that to you, and then you didn't meet that expectation, we have a whole different type of day because I'm frustrated with you. Maybe I don't feel appreciated. And you're like, cool, I bought you some flowers. We went to lunch. I thought we were good. And so I think to me, it's a lower stakes holiday to have conversation about what is our family culture going to be?
Yeah.
How do we want to celebrate? And then trying to walk that out.
Yes. Okay. I feel like we need to organize this a little bit, this talk, because I think we've like bounced around to a couple different things, like it being hard, expectations, all that stuff.
Okay.
So let's kind of maybe organize and maybe the first, let's go this way. The first is part of the problem with Mother's Day that it's a singular day in which like all of your appreciation for your mother or wife or whatever is supposed to be like packed into a singular day.
So I view it a little bit like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, don't care about Valentine's Day either.
But people can.
People can.
Yeah.
And that is fine. Yeah. I'm just saying, for me personally, I kind of lump them together in. It's the same thing. Valentine's Day can be this day of like, I have to show all my love, appreciation, care for you.
Right.
Packed in. And I've always said, I hope more than one day a year we are showing
yeah.
appreciation.
That's fair.
So yes, very much. I think Mother's Day is the same.
So does this play into our expectation conversation in that many women expect all of that love and appreciation to happen at once or don't know how to express the ways in which they have those expectations or yeah.
I think it's so yeah. many different things,
yeah.
right? If you are in a relationship or a family where you don't feel appreciated most of the time, your expectations around Mother's Day could be higher
yeah.
because it's like, it is my day.
Yeah.
I am the queen and you will honor me for all that I do.
Right.
And that is a fine way to feel.
Yeah.
And it's important to let the people in your life know that that's your expectation.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a season of maybe not feeling appreciated, not being seen for how you're contributing
yeah.
to your children and your family, you may have bigger expectations of like on this day, all will be recognized.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important maybe to reflect and be like, where am I feeling on my motherhood journey?
Yeah.
Right? I've had Mother's Days that I'm like, look, I don't want to be with people. Let's go home. Like acknowledging where you are at this year, right? You're hearing this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You've got some days to figure out where am I at? Again, it doesn't have to be the same every time.
So you don't have to feel the same way every time.
You don't have to feel
wow.
the same way every time. That's really freeing, you know? Right. And I think, like, we're laughing about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important.
No, for sure. Because
where you're at this year,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be different next year.
Yeah.
And you don't know how it's going to be different.
Right.
You may experience a loss. You may, you know, be in a different place relationally with people. And so taking time to reflect on, oh, we've always done Mother's Day X way. Is that still meeting our needs? Is this helping me feel celebrated in the way that I'm hoping?
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
And then in light of that self-assessment, assessing maybe what your expectations of the day are based on that, right?
Yeah.
And then going the next step and saying your expectations, expressing yeah. your expectations about what the day should be as opposed to feeling away, rolling into the day with a bunch of expectations that just can't be met because the other person or those people around you don't know how to meet that because they don't know what your expectations are, and then being let down by that.
Yes.
Right. Two different paths here.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And again, this is being proactive.
Yeah. Right.
Right. How am I often talk about how is the JJ of now prepping JJ of the future? And I think sometimes it is just this reflective work about what do I need? Mm. And I don't think we often pause long enough to acknowledge what we need.
Yeah. Feels like we're just circling around all those same topics, like even just stopping and assessing and
And I think we'll keep talking about these same topics because they matter and they keep coming up. And so I think if you have space, think about some of the people closest to you and what Mother's Day could be like for them this year. You know, sometimes I think if someone has lost someone and this is their first Mother's Day without, again, how are you just, and you can send a text thinking of you today. Like, you don't have to have the perfect words to meet someone who may be in a different place than you are on Mother's Day. And I think sometimes we're so afraid that we're going to say the wrong thing, we don't say anything.
Wait, so you're saying part of like helping yourself out is to be maybe like have empathy or think about other people? Is that?
Yeah. And I think
I wasn't sure where the flip happened here.
Oh, so, sorry.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So you're saying part of this whole self-assessment and expectations is maybe thinking of others as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, in your self-assessment, you may realize I am burned out, crispy, and I cannot even think about my own needs.
Yeah.
I'm in a season of motherhood that I have a bit more capacity, that I can think about, are there people in my life that I just want to be mindful of where they're at and what their experience is like?
Yes. Yes. I think that's a perfect segue because I wanted to talk about sort of like naming our own expectations and understanding and then dealing maybe with grief, like either for yourself or for others around you. Does that make sense?
Great.
So let's talk about like maybe navigating grief of those around you, maybe on Mother's Day. Okay. First, and then we can get into maybe people who are dealing with their own grief. Does that work? So noticing, understanding, thinking about other people is generally a good thing, right?
Yeah.
But on Mother's Day specifically, how does that play in?
I mean, I think acknowledging like I may be in a place of joy and someone I care about is in a place of deep grief.
Yeah.
And just checking in on, are you okay? I'm thinking of you. I'm going to drop a bouquet of Trader Joe's flowers on your doorstep. Of just this acknowledging a day that brings me great joy.
Right.
Maybe bringing someone else is a reminder of their grief.
Yeah.
And we both get to show up and celebrate in a way that's meaningful to us. And I think sometimes when we are in the place of joy, we want everyone else to feel joy because like, don't rain on my parade.
Right.
And if we are in a place of deep grief, it can feel really hard to see people joyful and celebratory.
Yeah.
And so I think showing up to all spaces with this acknowledgement of we're all, whether it's an event, holiday, whatever, people are showing up with mixed emotions.
Right.
And how am I, as a healthy human, trying to hold space for all the emotions to be welcome?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's good stuff, though. I do, especially on places where we're celebrating, it's really hard to like kind of step back and acknowledge that there are people who are really going through some stuff. And especially these like holidays like this, you know, there's just a lot of room for struggling in a lot of different areas, right? Yeah. So I think anytime we show up to spaces, there's part of, I guess that's part of being fully present in some ways, isn't it? Right. Yeah. We don't show up as individuals, but we show up like collectively into these spaces. Mm-hmm. And the more we can kind of be in that mindset, I think the better off we are just in being a human being, like a fully formed human being.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the reality is, any space you're in with other people, there's just a lot of different perspectives and feelings and emotions, right, and all the things. And so when we can be gracious enough to say, there are other people here who've had a different experience than me and are probably like interpreting this in a different way, I think it just helps us as humans to be like aware.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I guess it's that balance of like, yes, you should be and can be celebrated, and that's a really good thing. And there are people who may be struggling. So we like are holding both of those at the same time. And I think that's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, most of the time.
Yeah. And I think it's a beautiful place to practice.
Yeah.
Like if this is a new concept to you that you can hold joy and sadness together, this is a holiday to think about what that looks like for you.
Yeah.
And where are you, if you are in a place of joy, can you step into someone else's sadness with them?
Right.
And be present to like their reality as well.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. So then let's go to navigating your own grief on Mother's Day. Cause there are, like we said, a lot of people sort of walking through that. How do you think about that? What are some thoughts on that?
I mean, again, I think it's knowing what you need and giving yourself space to think through that.
Yeah.
You know, some of my clients that are having difficulty navigating Mother's Day or Father's Day, it's like acknowledging the dread because you're not surprised that the day is coming. Right. Like there has been this dread of it will be my first. Right. It will be another that they're not here. And so I think just noticing and acknowledging that feeling as it comes up for you.
Yeah.
So often I think people push that feeling down in a way like this feels yuck. And so I'm just going to push it down.
Pretend like it's all good. Right.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so I think sometimes with that, pushing down, pushing down, pushing down, that's going to come up at some point.
Yeah.
And my belief is we need to be addressing these feelings as they come up. And it gives us a little bit of control, right? When we have stuffed things down inside of us, something unrelated happens and all of the feelings come out. And so as you are prepping for Mother's Day, if it is a place of pain or grief for you, like allowing yourself to feel that and to know like it's going to be a hard day, and then prep accordingly.
Right.
Like, you may be like, I don't want to be around people. That is okay.
Right.
You may be like, it's not good for me to be alone.
Right.
I need to be with people.
Right.
And so, again, it's this noticing, what do you need? What's going to help you? You know, maybe it's remembering. It's coming together with a family, like, you know, extended family to talk about that person. Maybe it feels, you know, you may have grief because you're estranged. I'm talking about grief like you've lost someone,
right,
which is true. And it is also really hard to grieve. I'm not celebrating with someone I love because our relationship is strained right now.
Right.
And acknowledging that pain as well. And I think it's making sure that you're getting what you need to navigate as best you can.
Yeah.
And knowing that the day can be really hard and allowing yourself maybe to even have a hard day to say, I know Mother's Day is going to be tough. This is my plan to get through it as best as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It can be really hard to sit with those emotions. As someone who doesn't really like emotions in general, it can be really hard to feel those things, you know, and it's easier to kind of run away or cope in some way. And that's just never going to do what you think it's going to do, I guess, you know, numbing or whatever, those behaviors. Yeah, that's good. I think that's good. I want to go back to something you talked about at the very beginning here, just really quickly. You talked about there's the controversy between the mother-in-law and the mom. I think we could just blanket say woman with the youngest child wins on any of these sort of controversial calls. Is that fair? Can we just say that?
I mean, I think it's fair. I don't know that everyone's going to agree with us.
Just a little hint. You know,
But I think in family stuff all the time, when especially people with tinies are asked to do ridiculous things for people who don't have children in their care anymore, it feels unnecessary and unreasonable.
Yeah.
And these are things that I want to hold on to. But yes, I think it, youngest kid, nap time. You actually say, when do your children nap?
Yeah.
When would be best for you
for
us to have this gathering?
Just
ask some
stuff.
Questions.
Easy hints here.
These are freebies.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. I think we talked about a lot of really good stuff there. Navigating Mother's Day can be tricky. Excited to celebrate you though this Mother's Day for sure.
So, well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I do think, even kind of back to this idea of expectations again, like this can even go down to like, this is what I would like. I want flowers. I want to have brunch as a family. I literally just sent Curry a link yesterday and was like, this is what I want for Mother's Day. I was trying to buy it and I couldn't get his Nike password to work. So I did allow him to buy my gift. But I think sometimes we are hopeful that our partner is going to read our mind and give us exactly what we want. Yeah. Like, it is okay to say, this is the kind of day I would like to have. How can we work together to make that happen?
Yep.
This is the type of gift I am expecting. Please make sure it has arrived to our house, by Mother's Day. And I think these are great opportunities in relationship to use your voice. If this is not, like, to me, it's a place to practice communication, healthy communication of, these are my needs. These are my expectations. How can we work together to make sure that this day is as celebratory as we would like it to be?
I love it. I think that's good. And it makes the whole day better for everyone.
Yes.
When we can be.
Yes. Because a cranky mama, at least at our house, a cranky mama isn't good for anybody.
That's no good. That's no good. Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, I think that's awesome. I think we nailed it.
As always. I think
we're good.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation about Mother's Day. I would love to connect on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at CounselingWith, or you can send me an email on my website at CounselingWith.com.